Now, Big Buddy, I've got to praise you. Well, you put a meme on the Zinc Facebook page, and it was, what three words are better than I love you?
Yeah.
And it's absolutely gone off its you-know-whats. You know, people, I love this one, Jasmine, where's my coffee?
I suppose that's love for some people.
Now, what about this one? This is so true and also beautiful. Nikki Bowden has said, kids in bed.
Ooh,
kids,
yes.
Kids in bed, see?
If you've got them under five.
Bevo, you've won lotto.
I don't think that's romantic, Bevo. Good try,
that
though.
Well, you didn't say more romantic. You just said what three words are better.
Yeah, I suppose
than I love you. But I was actually wondering, here you go, Lauren, I'll cook dinner. Bob, skinny, flat, white. Oh, this is the best one. M. Lister, she said, the best three words are, you are right.
Oh, M. Oh, that stings.
That's perfect.
Oh, that stings.
Oh, what about Gary's, you are beautiful.
I like that, Gary. Thank you.
Oh, that's so gorgeous.
Look, the inspiration for this, Ali, is, you know, trying to romance my wife. And, I mean, you always say, I love you, and it's an easy term to use. It's very cliched and overused. In fact, you could almost say it without thinking about it. So I just thought maybe some intelligent people in our Zinc family would come up with some different ideas that I can use in writing little love notes to her or to mention in her ear. I don't know, just to try and spark that romance. And I'm blown away by the messages there, because it's stuff I'll be able to use from here on in.
What about even just things like, you know, you might send her a text and say, good morning, gorgeous, or something like that.
Yeah,
like,
I think that's
really sweet.
Yeah. I suppose I was looking for inspiration. I'm not a Hallmark card writer, and I see some of these beautiful cards and you think, these guys work 24/7 to come up with all these great ideas. Why can't I think of something original? So if the Zinc family can help me out, I do thank them.
You got it. I'm telling everyone, you need to get on to this Facebook post and just read some of the comments. Some of them are so beautiful, but they're just so hilarious too. Emily, I bought nuggets.
Well, okay. Take away the fun side of things.
Yep.
I mean, are there three words that convey the same thing as I love you, but in a better way? Marcy, can you go the same depth with other words?
Well, I just think it's nice in the morning when you're both going off to work. Enjoy your day.
Oh, yes, I love that. Enjoy your day.
Yes.
Yeah, I think that's lovely too.
Does that make you feel good?
Yeah, it does. It makes you feel good. Enjoy your day.
Enjoy your day, Marcia. I love that. Thank you so much.
Yeah,
it's
that's
a beautiful
lovely.
Sentiment,
well,
isn't it?
Well, it is. And you know what? I think it is just pretty simple, isn't it? We all just love that connection and, I don't know, just want to feel loved.
It means a lot to the other person. Dave, you got three other words than I love you to convey the same sort of message to my lovely wife?
Yeah, this is actually stolen out of one of my favourite movies, Jerry Maguire, but the three words are, you complete me.
Aww. Yes.
I've thought of that, but
I thought you were going to say show me the money, but then that's four words. <isn't it?
laughs> Has it gone down
you
a tree?
You are my Quan.
Pardon?
You are my Quan.
Yes, my Quan, whatever he says, Quan, yeah.
What is that? Is that in the movie, is it?
Yes, that's Cuba Gooding Jr. Oh, my goodness, here you go. I'm going to have a little sneaky brag. I've kissed Cuba Gooding Jr.
Oh, please.
No, just on the cheek.
All right.
But anyway, I always think of that. Anyway, complete me. Yes, that's beautiful.
Did it work for you, Dave? Did it get you over the line with a kiss or anything?
Yeah, when I'm in the bad book.
No, I'll play that, Dave.
You say you complete me, and she says, "Well, you me off."
Exactly. Emily, hello, darling.
Good morning. How
I've
are you?
I've said
both?
Darling again. I'm really.
You say that to me all the time.
That's right. And Bilko, for those that don't know, Bilko was in complete denial. We basically had our first fight. Talking on air the other day because I was saying, you say darling and you're in denial, weren't you?
We did.
That's okay. It's lovely.
Ness is my only darling. I want to stress that.
Oh, all right. She knows that.
Emily, I love you. Not that I love you, but three other words that say the same thing.
I was going to say, that's a bit more extreme than darling.
Emily, I can't win with you, girls, can I?
Come on, Em. What are your three words?
So, I think you don't need words, Bilko. The precious thing you can do is to show a woman that you love her.
Oh.
Words are just little things. We went for a drive one time and not much was spoken and we just pulled up on the side of the road. I'm like, what's going on? And hubby just turned up, and saw a flower on the side of the road and decided to jump out and pick it and give it to me to say he loves me.
So gorgeous, yes.
Oh, I'm actually crying. I've got tears in my eyes over that. That's so beautiful.
Well, Ness loves frangipanis, and I see them on the ground sometimes and pick them up, put them in her ear. Where she likes to put them in there, so yeah, wow.
Yeah, so maybe not the words, and sometimes it's the words that are never spoken that mean the most.
Actions.
Oh, honestly.
Em knows the five love languages.
He is a keeper, Em. What's his
Absolutely.
Name? Come on, what's his name?
He's probably listening. His name's Aaron, and he's come from across the ditch.
Oh, the Dutch. Aaron, Azza, you are getting some tonight, brother. Cuz, I should say, if he's from across the Dutch.
Just for that, going to get you in the
from
draw.
From Emily, obviously.
Going to get you in the draw for the New Zealand trip, Em. Good on you.
Oh, that'd be awesome. I've never been there yet, and we've been together 18 years.
Oh, so beautiful. Well, what a ripper.
Thanks for sharing.
Good work, darling. And I'm not surprised that he's picked you because you're a ripper too.